The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Well, we are rounding up on our series on Total Turnaround Gradually. And I'll be speaking tonight on Assessing Liberty for Total Turnaround. Assessing Liberty for Total Turnaround. Every believer is destined for liberty. Another word for liberty is freedom. God wants you to be free to enjoy your life. God does not want you and I to be in bondage. God does not want anything to chain you down. God does not want anything to keep you in a state where it's as if you are in a prison of lie, a life of imprisonment. No. I always say something very often, and it is that, is there any father that does not want his children to do well? Why will God not want you to do? Because the way some people paint God is as if God is looking for a hammer to hit our head and just break it to pieces. It's as if God is looking for a weapon to shoot us and kill us. No, God is not like that. He says, if you as evil men know how to give good things to your children, how much more shall he give to you? So God is a good God. Someone say God is a good God. And he wants us to be free to enjoy our life and to assess total turnaround. That's why in John chapter 8 verse 32, John 8 32, the Bible says, ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Quickly tonight, beloved, what is liberty? What is liberty? Liberty is rescue from captivity and freedom from chains. Liberty simply means being rescued from captivity and being free from chains. Somebody will be free from every chain of life tonight. I say somebody will be free from every chain of life today. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says, he sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them. His word delivered them from all their destructions. His word delivered them from every chain. That is, his word brought liberty to them. His word brought freedom to them. The word of God remains the major medium for the freedom of man. The word of God remains the major tool that sets a man free. Looking at the life of Joseph, for example, in Psalm 105 verse 17 to 20, you will see that Joseph was brought out of prison through the word of God. The Bible speaking there, he said he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time his word came. Until the time what came? I can't hear you. Until the time his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Verse 20. And let him go free. The king sent and loose him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. So the word of God was what actually set Joseph free from captivity. When the word of God came to Joseph, he was set free. Until the word of God comes to you, there is nothing like freedom. The word of God is the principal tool for the freedom of man. And tonight, as God liveth, every one of us, we are going free tonight in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, beloved, vital facts about the word of God and your liberty. Vital, important facts. Connection between the word and your liberty. Number one is that the word of God is what bats your liberty. The word of God is the principal way to liberty. The word of God is the principal way to liberty. Luke chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Luke 6, verse 17 and verse 18. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. The word of God is the tool for releasing man from captivity. The word of God is the principal instrument that delivers a man from chain, from bondage. Number two, vital fact about the word of God and liberty is that nothing truly sets a man free like the word of God. Nothing can make a man to be free like the word of God. Nothing can make a man to experience freedom like the word of God. Until your word comes, you cannot be free. Number three, vital facts about the word of God and liberty is that when you have the word of God and obey the word, liberty is sure. Freedom is sure. Immediately you receive the word of God, immediately you begin to obey the word of God, you have begin to walk in liberty. When you receive the word of God, when you begin to walk with the word of God, you have signed into a life of liberty. Liberty is sure. Someone say liberty is sure. Number four, very important fact about the word of God and liberty is that the word of God was the medium that Jesus used for deliverance. The word of God was the tool that Jesus used for deliverance. Jesus did not use goat for deliverance. Jesus did not use candles for deliverance. Jesus did not use coconuts for deliverance. Jesus did not tell any lady, "Oh yeah, remove your clothes. Let me wash you as a naked woman beside the sea before you can be delivered." Hello. The word of God is the tool. Everywhere Jesus went to and delivered somebody, it was the word of God he used. That's why those who are patronizing fake prophets up and down, fake prophets will continue to sell because people like lies. People like lies. I just saw a vision now that there's somebody in your village pursuing you. Who doesn't know that somebody in your village, somebody, if you're actually going somewhere, somebody in your village will not like you. So that one is not news. And then if you want to make sure that they don't catch you, you see, we have to do some things. I have to fast for you for about 60 days. And then we have to do some things. And you might not be able to get the bone of a snail. A snail that has a black color and white color, and you know, we have to buy it at a particular place at a very far distance near Onitsha. To get there alone is about 25,000, to and fro is 50,000, and of course, to buy those items is enough, that's 100,000. So, fake profit will continue to sell because many believers will never ever subscribe to the word of God. Until you subscribe to the word of God, you can never be free from those who are willing to cheat you and to collect your hard-earned money from your pocket through deception. But as for you, you are free tonight in Jesus' name. I say you are free tonight in Jesus' name. So immediately you see anybody adding anything, say, "We want to do this one. We want to do one sacrifice somewhere. We want to add this one. We want to conjure some things together. We want to do some things together." And it doesn't refer to this word as the tool. Just know that somebody told you it's a lie. It's a hungry prophet looking for what to eat. The word of God is the tool for deliverance. Once that word comes to you, your deliverance is sure. Number five, vital fact about the word of God and liberty is that it is ignorance of the power in the word of God that makes people remain in bondage. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. Ignorance is a very terrible thing, and it's affecting the body of Christ. Ignorance is a very, very terrible thing. How can somebody tell you that you have to follow them to one place somewhere, one far place somewhere before you can be delivered, when the word of God is there to help you, to show you the way? Jesus is the word. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. This is the way. The word of God is the way. Nobody here will suffer from ignorance again. I say nobody here will suffer from ignorance again. That's why a lot of believers, seeds that they cannot give their pastor, they will give to Babalawo, they will give to fake prophets, they will give to the pastors that have been laboring over them for long, they will never give them. But people that just told, somebody is pursuing your husband, somebody is pursuing your children, somebody is pursuing somebody, somebody is pursuing, they will go and empty their account, they will pass it to them in M block. As from today, nobody here will be a victim of 419 again. I say nobody here will be a victim of 419 again. It's when you don't know the word of God that people 419 you. When you don't, we are not ready to sit down with the word of God to study it and know what the word of God says, definitely the person must fall inside 419. Because a friend will come and tell you, this challenge you are going through, there's somebody somewhere that will help you. Oh yeah, follow me there. When you get there, the person will place a demand on you. When the person sees your desperation, the person will say, oh yeah, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. These are the necessary things that you need to do. Nobody here will suffer from ignorance again. I say nobody here will suffer from ignorance again. What the world cannot solve, nothing can solve it. What God and this world cannot solve, nobody can solve it. If you take a case to God and God cannot solve it, I'm telling you sincerely, no human being can solve it. In this word of God lies the solution to man's problem. In this word lies all the... Tell me one problem that man is facing that you won't find in this world. Is it money problem? The solution is here. Give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, praise now. Shake it together and run no man shall make it unto you. That's the only way. You don't pray to have money. You don't go to mountain to pray to have money. You give and then it comes back to you. The same measure, it comes back to you. Simple. Is it children? It's here. None shall be barren in the land. You stand on that word. You claim your word day and night until it comes to manifestation. Is it progress? It's in the word. The path of the just. It's like a shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. Is it health? It's in the word. He took our infirmity. He bore our sicknesses on the cross. By stripes we were healed. Matthew 8 verse 17. Tell me what the problem of man is that you will not find in this word. What is the problem of a man that you won't find in this world? As from today, speedy solution will come to you as you study this word. I say speedy solution to your problem will come to you as you study this word. Say a louder amen. Say a louder, louder, louder amen. Say a louder, louder amen. Quickly tonight, beloved, how to access lasting liberty. How can I access lasting liberty? How can I access? Number one is that you must be born again. If you want to be free, the first point is that you must be born again. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, in the new creature, all things, bondage is an old thing. It passes away. Immediately you give your life to Christ, all this bondage of a life must go. A life where things are not happening for real for you must go, because you have been translated to another life, into another kingdom. You are no more operating in the kingdom that you were operating in before. Let me give you an example. If you are in Nigeria, and let's assume that person was in captivity. Maybe they are looking for the person, or maybe the person is in captivity somehow, you know. And then you leave Nigeria and you go to, let's say, Ghana, which is near us here. or Benin Republic or Togo, any of the neighboring countries around us here, and you cross to that place, what operated for you in Nigeria, does it still operate for you in that place? No way. Because you have entered into another government. Nigerian government cannot call, just come and harass you anyhow. You are no more, let's assume you now get there, you even drop Nigerian citizenship and you pick up Ghanaian citizenship. It's the same thing as a believer. Immediately you become born again, you have left one kingdom. The kingdom where they chain them. Are you listening to me here? The kingdom where they hold them down, they press, they put leg on their neck and they can't make progress. You have left that kingdom. You are now in the kingdom where you are free to become what God wants you to become. Somebody say a big amen. It's ignorance that makes us think that we can still be believers and be suffering what others are suffering. No. You can't be a true believer and be suffering what others are suffering. It's an aberration. It's not right. If it is happening to you, hear it today, it's not right. You are not standing on your sonship. You are not enjoying the benefit of your sonship yet. And so you have to begin to enjoy it. If you are truly born again, you must not suffer what others suffer. I don't care what happens in anywhere in the world. I cannot suffer what others are suffering. I cannot. And it's the same thing with you. I didn't hear your amen. You will not suffer what others are suffering. What other nations are suffering, you will never suffer it. What people around you are suffering, you will never suffer it. Your liberty starts when you give your life completely to Christ. The problem we have is that a lot of us, we have given our life to Christ, but it's not complete. We have given our life to Christ, but, drinking sometimes is still there. You know, watching some films, and I know, okay, sometimes it's still there. You know, when you want to give your life to Christ, it has to be a whole something. It has to be a total package. It has to be something you just give to Him as a total thing. That means your past life is gone and your new life has come. For somebody here tonight, this new life will be sweet for you. I say this new life in Christ shall be sweet for you. I didn't hear your amen. Number two, how to access lasting liberty. Number one is what? You must be born again. Number two is locate the right word for that captivity that you are going through. Locate the right word. If you are in captivity of one area or another, you have to sit down with the Bible to locate the right word. You have to sit down. Isaiah 34 and verse 16. Isaiah 34 and verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. This one now is for those who are trusting God for marital partner. Say, none can lack her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. Go and search the word for the matter that concerns you. Sit down with it. Soak it in. Cram the word and let it be rolling in your head. Locate the word that relates to the captivity you are passing through. The word that somebody that wants healing needs is different from somebody that wants a husband. The word that somebody that wants a child needs is different from the word from somebody that is trusting God for 270 in jump. Everybody has his own word. You have to go and locate your word. Turn to your neighbor and say, locate your word. I can't see you doing that. Turn to your neighbor and say, locate your word. So go and locate your word. When you locate the right word, you commit heaven to release you from liberty and from captivity. Until you search the word, you cannot be free. Until you sit down to search the word, you cannot be free. Many are not liberated because they cannot sit down to search. You know, many believers, to pray is a very easy thing. To fast, they even prefer to fast 7 days than to sit down and read Bible. And that's why many are in captivity. The word of God is a vital tool for man's liberty. Until the word of God enters you, you cannot be free. Many are battling with habits. And these habits are continuous and consistent because there's no word inside to fight the habit when it comes. So the word of God remains vital. Sit down with it, search it day and night, and then you will go free. I say you will go free. Friends, don't go from place to place looking for deliverance. Don't look for people that will force your head to, you force you to fall down at all costs. This is where your deliverance is, the word of God. This is where your deliverance is. This is where your deliverance is. The word of God profess deliverance to your problem. A husband and wife that has issue. Honestly speaking, you don't need anything than this word to tell you your own part as the husband and your own part as the wife. Do your part, I do my part, the home is okay. Locate your word and then you will enjoy the best of life. Somebody will enjoy the best of life here today. If that person is you, shout a big hallelujah. If you will enjoy the best of life, shout a big hallelujah. So learn to sit down. You see, one of my mentors said, when he got into ministry, he was very, very poor. And then he heard Bishop Oyedepo say that, I can never be poor. So he said, how can a man like me say I can never be poor? So he took Bishop Oyedepo's book and took another book, two books with the Bible. I went in fasting for 7 days. I must know what will not make me to be poor. What this man knows. What Kenneth Copeland knows. What Bishop Oyedepo knows. Me too, I must know it for me to be free. And he's free today. He's free today. He wanted to give offering one day to God. And he said, God, what can I give you? What can I give you? And he wrote a check of 1 billion naira for God. Put it in an envelope and drop in an envelope on Sunday morning as a seed. You know, when is where you have seen things to, that's where your eyes will be exposed to. Where you have seen things to, that's where you have not seen more. You will think, I'm doing so much. I'm doing so. When you hear some other people say more, you will relax. So for people like you and I that are still giving God some little millions here and there, we should not boast or feel cool that we are doing something. Until you locate the word of God, there's no way you can be free. Well, tonight is the night of everyone's freedom. I say tonight is the night of everyone's freedom. You know, one thing I know, beloved, if you follow the steps of those that know the way, you will get there. And this is one thing I learned early. I'm a very bad follower, very dogged follower. If I'm following you, it will take, I don't know what it will take for me to stop following you. Because before I can follow you, I would have seen something in your life. So I'll continue. I'll persist to follow. Because I know that God is with you. And I know that you know what I don't know. You will locate the word tonight. I say you will locate the word tonight. Well, 7 days with the word, he came out free. He came out from poverty finally. He said during that 7 days, his total money in his pocket was 50 naira. Total money in his pocket was 50 naira. Before that time, he and his wife, they would drink gari without fish or without meat. Even without pomo, just gari alone. You know, that is... Alright, let's move on. Number three. How to access lasting liberty. You know, sometimes you might want to drink gari, or you just want to drink gari. But when you drink gari, when there's nothing... as the only option, God will take you above that level, and he has taken you above that level already. You never go back there. I didn't hear your amen. Number three, how to access lasting liberty is believe the word of God. That word that you have read and what the word has said concerning you, believe it. That word of God that you have read, that he has shown you that you will get married, He has shown you that you have children. He has shown you that you will be healed. He has shown you that you will go places. God has shown you that you are progressive. Stand on that wall. When my wife and I were trusting God for children, we never followed any human being to any mortal person in this world for any help or for anything. Never followed. For what reason? I just believe it. How can you say a child of God, a handsome man like this, will never have children? You know, it's senseless. It's senseless. It's very senseless. It's just the deception of the devil. As fine as you are, as wonderful as you and your husband are, they will now say, can you know that you cannot progress from here? It's a lie. Someone says it's a lie. It's a lie. I'm telling you that sincerely. But until you believe it, you cannot become it. Until you believe what I'm saying, just, Pastor is just trying to encourage you. It's not, I'm telling you what the word says in Luke chapter 1, verse 45. The Bible says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which has been said to her of the Lord. There is no performance until there's a believing. No performance. God can't perform until you believe. If I tell you I'll do something for you and you say you can't do it, you won't do it. Honestly, I won't do it. God, you don't believe. But when I say I'll do it, I say, yeah, I believe it. I believe it. And it will happen. It's the same thing with God. When you want to be free, you must believe the word of God. If your husband tells you something, that this is what God says, believe it. If your wife tells you something, this is what God says, believe it. Nobody here will act in unbelief again. On the day you receive the word and believe it, you have signed for total liberty. On the day you believe the word, you have signed for total liberty. On the day you receive the word and you believe the word, you have signed for liberty totally. So anytime the word of God is coming, don't take it casual. Be looking for your own word that you will take home, that you will take to the house and go and war with it. See, Baba, this is what your son said today. And then you war with it. You war to see prophecies fulfilled. Get ready? As God liveth, your faith level shall increase in Jesus' name. Doubt or unbelief are major forces that keep people in captivity. That's why you must build your faith. That's why you must work on your faith. That's why you must build your faith. When you see Nigerians traveling abroad in the plane, they will gist from here to London. Your wife won't call? Your children won't call? You didn't call? This one call? What kind of clothes do you like? What color do you like? Just waste hours. Waste 6 hours, 10 hours. Gisting. When you can build your faith. Settle down with the word. Settle down with messages. Listen to it over and over again. Over and over and over and over and over again. Until something enters you. Something will enter you tonight. It is the spirit of faith. I said something will enter you tonight. That thing, when it enters you, let me tell you the first thing that happens to you. There's nothing God says that you won't believe. That when the spirit of faith enters you, anything God says, you believe. That spirit will enter into you tonight. I said that spirit will enter into you tonight, whereby your faith will be so high, it will be very, very contagious. And there are some people that if you stay with them, very short relationship with them, your faith level will go up. You will believe everything. When things are very, very down, you still believe that things are going to work. That will be the kind of person you will be in Jesus' name. You will be a faith distributor. I say you will be a faith distributor. Through you, many lights, the light of others and the candle of others will be lighted in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. How to access lasting liberty? Number one is what? Be born again. Number two, locate the right word. Number three, believe the word of God. Number four is declare the word of God. If you want to be free, declare the word of God. Isaiah 43 and verse 26. Isaiah 43, 26. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou might be justified. Declare so that you might be justified. See, your declaration is so important when it comes to the matter of your life being turned around. Christians who are awkwardly quiet are so stagnated. It's good to have a quiet spirit. It's not good to be a parrot. But I'm talking about declaring what the word of God has said concerning you. Must be something you do all the time. You must keep declaring all the time. You only become what you declare. Anything you cannot say, you have not believed it, so it cannot happen. Mark 11:23. If thou shalt say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say. So anything you cannot say, you can't get it. Until you say it, you can't get it. So you must keep saying it. I will be rich. I will be prosperous. I will carry my children and my children's children. I will build goodly houses. I will graduate. I will travel abroad and come back safely. I will enjoy my life. I will not be poor. I will eat good food. This is how I'll be young. There's some people that say, this is how I'll be young till I'm 80, till I'm 70. I will not degenerate as I'm growing older. Abba. Somebody say amen. That's the kind of way you should be talking. Keep declaring. I will not die young. I say I will not die young. I will not fall sick. And some servants of God say, I cannot be sick. Some people will say, this man is very proud. How can you say you cannot be sick? Are you God? I will not lack anything good. I will never be a Yahoo boy. Neither will I be a Yahoo girl. Shout a big hallelujah. Yet I will be prosperous. I will be progressive. I will affect my generation. In the name of Jesus. You keep speaking. As you are speaking, everyone is speaking it. He's bringing it to reality gradually. Don't be too quiet. When it's time to declare, declare. That's why the Bible says, let the weak say I am what? I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm what? I'm rich. Is the Bible lying? No. People that are too quiet and not ready to declare, they don't go far in life. Oh. They don't go far in life. They don't go far in life. A lot of people I work with, their mouth is very big. Very big mouth. Very, very big mouth. The way they will be declaring, even you, you'll be looking like, But as they are saying it, they are having it. The way you are saying it, that's the way you will have it. You know, sometimes I will be praying for you and I'll say, the way, exact way you have said it. That's the way. Some people will regret and say, how I wish I had said something big. Anytime you have a mention to pray, pray very well. Ask for something big. Ask God for something big. Even tonight, ask God for something very big. Something that your salary cannot do. Ask God. Something that it will take you normally like 20 years to get it. Ask God. God is too big. Sometimes we box into a corner. God will be giving you blank check. Ask me something. We'll be asking him for an iPhone that was released. Give me an iPhone. The one that was first released. The first iPhone. That's what you want. Even asking for a phone at all shows that you are shallow minded. God gave you blank check. You say, God, give me a phone. What's a phone? The phone that somebody else has manufactured, you are now asking Almighty God to give you something as small as that. Underrating God. Praise the Lord. Always declare the word of God. Say what you have seen in the word. Say what you have seen in the world. If you don't jump up regularly and people don't hear your noise in your house, you don't read the Bible. Because when you read the Bible regularly, you'll be jumping up. Say what happened? Sorry, I just saw something. And then my brain is saying, that's what the word of God does to you. You are going in a bus from here to Lagos or to Akure or to Abuja. And then say, yeah! I say, sorry. Bible Timo Karimo, I saw something there. God will open your eyes. I say, God will open your eyes. When you have not gotten to the level where you don't feel guilty when you don't read this Bible, you watch your Christian life. One day, 2 days, you don't read the Bible and you did not feel guilty. The day I said that, I've not read Bible today. Your Christian life is having problem. The engine is doing crank crank. You know when the engine is doing crank crank crank, it's a knocking sound. There's something a mechanic called knocking sound. That's a knocking sound. Prayerlessness is number one knocking sound. Second one is Biblelessness. When all those things are not there, problem is there. No evangelism, no Bible study, no feeling guilty for not reading the Bible. Yet, more than uncountable WhatsApp as moved from your phone to all over the world. The Bible is the principal source of your liberty. From tonight, the Bible will become sweet to you. Reading the Bible will become sweet to you. I can't hear your amen. Say the kind of amen you will say when I pray for dollar and naira for you. Let me hear a louder amen. Let me hear a louder amen. Always make your declarations. As you are seeing them, be declaring them. As you are seeing them, be declaring them. As you are seeing them, be declaring them. I cannot be poor. I am rich and prosperous. Accident can never be my portion. My eyes are good. I can speak well. I can see well. I can walk well. I don't have insomnia. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have arthritis. I'm well. I'm full of vitality. That's how to talk. As from today, as you are saying it, that's how you will see it. I say, as you are saying it, that's how you will see it. In conclusion tonight, your liberty is established in Jesus Christ. And this happens through the following things. Let me give you this conclusion quickly before we go to pray. Number one, conquer spiritual laziness. Study the Bible daily. You really want liberty. Conquer spiritual laziness. Study the Bible daily. I was in a meeting with our school management, the management of our school last week Friday, the teachers and the staffs. And then one of the teachers was saying that she was sick at one time. I said, it's because you don't read Bible. Then she looked at me like somehow. I said, yeah, if you read the Bible regularly, you will not be falling sick often. He said, yeah. I said, yeah. Anytime you feel sick, just read 15 chapters of the Bible. Sit down like this. Go to Matthew 15 chapters. Just read it on like that. That sickness will disappear. I said, sickness, Bible is like cane for sickness. You don't know. This Bible is like cane. When you read Bible when you are sick, it's like you are bringing out cane to beat the sickness. You just see after reading 15 chapters, just get up. I thought I was sick. You thought, but you were not. The cane from the Bible has whipped that sickness away. Somebody say amen. Try it. It's a recipe. I'm giving you a sweet recipe. Sweet recipe. 15 chapters. Anytime you feel sick, just sit down. Go to Matthew. Don't go and read Don't go and read Leviticus so that you will not that you will be feeling sleepy on it. Go and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sharp, sharp! The sickness will run away. Sharp, sharp! You just I thought I was sick. But then we know what to do. Instead of reading the Bible when we are sick, we'll put our leg in front of the television and be watching Ghanaian Magic, Nigerian Magic, Zambian Magic. Conquer spiritual laziness and study daily. B, number two, conclusion on this matter of liberty. Meditate on the word that you are reading. When you read the Bible, don't just read the Bible. Sit down to meditate. Psalms chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate day and night. that I might observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then I will make my way prosperous. For then, after I've read the Bible and I understand the Bible, I will make my way prosperous. And then I will have good soul. Okay. So if I read the Bible and I digest what it says, that's how to read the Bible. You meditate. Meditation, you digest it. You bring it to a form that is very understandable. That's why when people are sick in the hospital, when they want fast relief, they give them drip because it's like fluid. It just goes straight into their bloodstream. That's meditation. You bring it to a level where it can flow straight into your bloodstream. Somebody say amen. As from today, the Bible will be sweet to you to read. Meditation will be very, very sweet for you. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. As I got back from church on Sunday, was here till quite late, and we just wanted to rest a little bit and was meditating over the Word of God. I had a solution to a problem. There's a particular issue I wanted to resolve in a particular place in the north, around Mina, all those Boko Haram area. I had something I wanted to resolve somewhere there. And I didn't know what to do. As I sat down to meditate on the Word of God in the evening, boom, the solution came. Around 9 p.m., in the meeting, I called the person and said, I have a solution to this problem. This is what to do. Oh, you say, oh, yes. Well, that problem has been solved. That's what meditation does. Meditation gives you access to solutions. That would be somebody's situation from today. Grace to meditate on the Word of God, receive it in Jesus' name. All these things I'm telling you, they are real. But the problem is that you cannot do it if you are not disciplined. You can't read the Bible if you are not disciplined. Neither can you sit down to meditate if you are not disciplined. Number C, conclusion on this matter of liberty, is listen to tapes and messages every day. If you want to walk in liberty, listen to tapes and messages every day. Every blessed day. On our church website, maybe you don't like spending money, you don't like buying CDs and tapes. Like, how many messages do we have right now? About 500 messages. Free. You just go there, you download it, or you click it and it starts playing. Over 500. Free. No money is to be paid for it. I've listened to message today. Let it become a habit. Let it become a habit. Let it become a habit. Keep listening. It will show. If you don't listen, it will also show. Because when you listen to messages, the way you will speak will be different than somebody who is listening to Yahweh, or all this. I don't know which of the songs that is raining now. Which song is raining now? Guys. Which song is raining now? Eh? This generation. I was talking to the pastor yesterday night. I said, I really pray that is this our own generation that things will change? He said, sir, I doubt it. It is now awkward human beings that people like following. And it's even in the church. As we are talking now, many people stay there now. They don't follow me. Yeah. They don't. They are blessed here. They enjoy it, but they don't. But they follow the person they just met. Zagu or Zagu or Zazu or something. I heard something like that just now. Awkward human beings. Human beings that are they don't have roots, they don't have anything, they don't have bearing for their life. They are not going anywhere. People that are drinking, that are under the influence of alcohol, under the influence of, there are people who are following. People that come and shake bum bum in the internet, like this, that are people who are following. You cannot see one stupid human being that I'm following in this world. In this world, till forever. For what reason? Am I a stupid person? Do I want to be like? I don't follow anybody I don't want to be like. No. No. Do I have time for you? When you say, some people say, I just follow them for gist, just to get gist. Gist of what? You have time. Give me part of your time. Let me add to my own. Praise the Lord. Please disconnect from people that are not going anywhere. Anybody that has no standard, once you relate with them, they will drop your standard. Drop your standard. And you know, your heart is so important. Proverbs 4 verse 23. Guide your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Once these things are going to your heart gradually, you begin to practice what you are listening to. Well, let me stop here so that we can pray. Under the conclusion, obey the word of God. Anything this word says, obey it. Anything the word of God says, obey it. That's how to enjoy liberty. Obey it. Say whatsoever, John chapter 2 and verse 5, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Whatsoever, anything God tells you to do, do. That is where liberty is. That's where liberty is. Anything they tell you to do, do it. Anything the Bible tells you to do, do it. Liberty is sure. It says, honor your parents in the Lord. Honor your parents. Love your husband. Honor your husband. Love your wife. Children, honor your parents. You know, all these things are there in the Bible. Once we can obey it, our liberty is sure. You want liberty? Liberty is here. Liberty is not following your friend to one person, one stupid idiot that doesn't have anything to offer. Sometimes I always wonder how some people, you know, pastors, we face a lot of things. After some people have gone to different places and bastardized their life, they will bring the problem to us. They've gone to different places, accumulated the problem. Pastors will now be the one facing the problem. Nobody here will go out of the presence of God to seek for help again. I say nobody here will go out of the presence of God to seek for help again. Say a louder amen. Don't ever be deceived to think that everybody in church seeks only God for their solution. No, that would be the greatest deception. But from today, nobody here will mix God with any other thing again. Grace to serve God wholeheartedly, with diligence, with focus, with sincerity of purpose, thereby obeying his word, comes on everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. Grace for obedience that will bring liberty, lasting liberty. Receive it tonight in Jesus' name. Well, the good news is that you are blessed. I say you are blessed. You are not only blessed, you are blessed for life. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can hinder it. I say nothing can stop it and nothing can hinder it. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.